in this kingdom, the treasures of the kingdom are accessible by the key of knowledge.
Vision is a necessity for human survival. You are a deliberate creature of a God in heaven, and you were sent from the realm of eternity into the earth realm in order to fulfill a divine purpose. You are here on a mission.
Jesus died, resurrected to restore us back to the glory realm. Christianity is a call unto the glory life. Christianity is a call unto a life of glory and dominion. You have to be transformed into that version of you that is needed to fulfill your destiny. Through the process of spiritual metamorphosis, mental metamorphosis, the assignment is at the mercy of your personal growth and transformation. Upside down, they have come again. I say we have come again. Now I want you, let every devil in Etobaba, every devil in Jos, let them know that we have come again. Oh, are you ready? Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. You might be seated in heavenly places. Glory to God. Now, I want you to look at your neighbor to your right and to your left. Say, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. It's our first service. It's a prophetic service. Hallelujah. I'm so excited about the prophetic word the Lord gave us for this year. It's our year of abundance. Kai, your song is changing. Oh, the Lord is changing your song this year. All this not enough, all this we are managing, all this scarcity, all these shortages, all this lack and want, your story has changed this year. Oh, are you listening? God has given you a new song, and it's a song of abundance. That's what you will be singing throughout this year and beyond. You will be singing songs of abundance, and that will become your experience in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand that whatever God is saying is what God is doing. The Bible says, surely Amos 3:7, the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secrets to his servants the prophet. Why does God reveal it? So that they will proclaim it. Because what is revealed that is not spoken or proclaimed will still not come to pass. Are you getting me? Because there are laws that control manifestation in the earth realm. You remember in Ezekiel 37, at the valley of dry bone, the Spirit of God, he took Ezekiel. He came under a mighty anointing. The hand of the Lord was upon him, carried him in the spirit, put him in the midst of the valley. And the Bible said there were very many and very dry bones. And the word of the Lord came to him. He said, Son of man, can this bone live? And he gave a very smart answer. He said, Lord, only you know. And God now told him what to do to change the situation. He said, prophesy to these bones. And God told him what to say. He says, say to it, I will cover you with skin, with sinews, ligament, tendon, and I will put life into you. Did you notice that when God said it, nothing happened? But when Ezekiel said it, he said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Not just the way I felt. Prophecy is not just some excited speeches, some speeches of excited men of God. It's not smooth talk. Am I communicating? No. He said, I prophesied as I was commanded. He was under a divine unction. He was under a divine influence. He was under the controlling influence and power of the Holy Ghost. He was under a divine command. I prophesy as I was commanded. This one no be sweet talk, no be smooth talk. He says, and there was an effect. What was the effect? There was a noise and a shaking. Until Ezekiel said what God told him to say, nothing happened. Did you notice? Surely the Lord God will do nothing. He reveals his secret to his servants, the prophet. Why? So that they will proclaim it. They will prophesy what God has commanded them to. So that the Spirit of God can be legally authorized to what? Bring it to manifestation. You say nothing, you see nothing. It's a powerful principle you need to understand. Because this earth realm is under the jurisdiction, is under the dominion and authority of an embodied spirit called man. Man is a spirit that lives in a body. Any spirit being without a body legally cannot function on earth, except that spirit is in partnership with a man. That's man that is a spirit that is living inside body. Am I communicating? That is what gives them the legal access to operate. That's why even God, who is a spirit, requires the permission and partnership of man to operate in the same earth. Are you getting my point? Kali go back attire. Very important. And whatever God is saying is what God is doing. God does nothing without first saying it. It's a principle throughout scripture. Isaiah 43 verse 19. Give me verse 19. It says, behold. That word behold means see. I will do a new thing. Watch how God operates. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? Can you see that? I will even make a way. In other words, God is telling you what he's about to do. Why is he telling you? So that you will believe it. So that you will partner with him in faith. And then you declare the same thing. So as to legally permit him to bring it to pass. Because if you don't believe it, and you don't proclaim it, it will not come to pass. Even though that's the will of God for you. Why? Because you have failed to partner with God in faith. Are you getting the point? You have to partner with him in faith and prayer. Even your prayer will be based on the revealed word. Because faith is based on the rhema word, the revealed word, quickened by the Holy Ghost in your heart. Are you getting me? You pray in accordance with the prophetic word that the Lord gave you. Are you seeing the point? Then you partner with God in faith. He said, behold, I will do a new thing now. It shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Can you shout amen? There are those that don't believe in prophetic word for every new year. No problem. I've met some men of God like that. I've met some believers like they don't believe in it. Just like some people don't believe in celebrating Christmas. Have you met people like that? They don't believe in celebrating. If every December is argument for them, they'll sit down, construct very long post. They just want to prove a point and win the argument that Jesus was not born on 25th what? December. Is it 25th? Is Saturnalia. Is a pagan festival. All those long story. We know, but leave us. We are celebrating our own by faith. If you like, go celebrate your own October, or no celebrate at all. Leave us. The just shall live by faith. Everything we do is by faith. Whatever is not of faith is sin, including Christmas celebration. Are you getting my point? This life is very short. There is no time to argue with people. There are those that don't believe in tithing. There are those that don't believe in first fruit. See, this life short too. This Bible, not be by force. If you believe God's word, it will work for you. If you don't believe it, now you go lose. Are you getting my point? There are those that don't believe in prophetic word for the year. And they are also, all of us are still children of God. No problem. But don't disturb us, we that believe in it. Eh? You say God does not give you any word for the year. You don't even believe it. Now, why will God even give you when you don't believe in it? God is a faith God. It's whatever you believe that becomes your experience. If you are a believer or you are a man of God, a pastor, apostle, prophet, whatever, and you don't believe in prophetic word for a new season or a new year or every new month and all of that, God will not give you any. See, I want you to understand God. God operates. See, watch. The dimension of God you see is the dimension that you believe. The dimension of God you experience is based on the dimension that is revealed to you that you believe. Partnership of faith. Are you getting my point? God will not bother you with anything you don't believe. So, two set of people. One believe in prophetic word for the year. The other one does not believe. So, God will not bother giving the one that does not believe any prophetic word. But that does not make it wrong. Are you getting my point? So, we that believe in it, God has given us one. He says it's our year of abundance. I say it's our year of abundance. Your story is changing this year. I told you God have given you a new song. What is that new song?
Abundance.
What is that new song?
Abundance.
What is that new song?
Abundance.
That's what you will be singing January, February, down to December. It will overflow into 2025. Are you listening? Then secondly, there are those that argue that how come there are different prophetic word for different churches? Why is it not the same? If it is true that it's the same God that gave them, it's supposed to be the same. Have you heard people talk like that? That's ignorance gone on rampage. Read your Bible very well. Listen, the prophetic word for different churches, assemblies, and ministry can never be the same, even though it's coming from the same God. Ask why. Ask me why. I'll tell you. Because, listen, God's prophetic program for individual, each and every church or ministry is not the same. Number two, God's dealings with the various churches, ministries, and assemblies are not the same. Number three, God's will, plans, and purposes for each church, each assembly, and each ministry is very unique. So God will deal with each one in their own unique way, in their own uniqueness, based on his what? Prophetic program for that ministry. That's why if you check the prophetic word for some churches last year, it is what God gave some assemblies this year. Am I lying? The dealings are not the same. If you study Revelation 2, God spoke to Apostle John. He said, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write. To the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write. To the angel of the church in Sardis, write. To the angel of the church in Smyrna, write. To the angel of the church in, Laodicea, write. In Pergamos, write. Go and study those seven churches in Asia Minor. Go and study the content of the prophetic message and the prophetic revelation that God told the angels to write to those various assemblies. Are they the same? No. You know why? God's dealing with each of those seven churches is very unique and different. Hence, the word was not the same to them. Are you getting the point? Now, look at AGMI. This is our vision. Is there any ministry on earth that have the same vision like this, word for word? No. So, God's dealing with us is based on this message. Are you seeing this? It's based on the assignment he has given us to the body of Christ and to the world at large. So anytime God speaks to us, it will be in respect to this. Are you getting my point? Each of the prophetic message and revelation to the seven churches were unique and different because God's plan and purpose and God's dealings with those churches are unique and different. As it is then, so it is today. Because those seven churches, seven is the number of perfection or completion, completeness, fullness. Those seven churches is prophetic of the body of Christ today. Are you getting my point? So that is why different churches have different prophetic word. Are you getting the point? The one for Akwa and Kokin are not the same. Or are they the same? Are they the same? Living Faith and Mountain on Fire, is it the same prophetic word? Is it the same? Glory to God. I say glory to God. So this is the reason for the differences. Is it clear? Because people ask all these questions, I just say I should start by clarifying some of them. It's as simple as that. Now let's go into business. Romans chapter 5 verse 17. There is an outpouring of abundance upon us in this season. All round abundance. Somebody say all round abundance. The rain of abundance is falling heavily upon us, and we are dancing in that rain. We are dancing in the rain. We are soaked until we are drenched. Can you shout amen? The flood of abundance, the flood of abundance is released upon us heavily in this season. There's an outpouring of abundance upon us. Choir, you will sing for me later. It's Sinach song, right? There's an overflow. I like that song. Glory to God. Romans 5:17, it says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more, that's even much more than the way death reigned. It says, much more, they which receive abundance. Somebody say abundance. Abundance of grace. Abundance of grace. And of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Can you shout amen? Amen. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I receive in 2024 abundance of grace. Shout it, abundance of grace. And of the gift of righteousness, and I reign in this life with Jesus Christ. Look at the way Amplified put it. Amplified. You bring that, bring the volume down, the keyboard. Amplified. Romans 5:17. Watch this. For if because of one man's trespass, that's Adam the first, in bracket, lapse, offense, death, that's spiritual death, actually, spiritual death, which gave birth to physical death and then second death. I've taught you before, there are three kinds of death, okay? Spiritual death, which is the parent that gave birth to physical death, and then second death. It says, for if because of one man's trespass, lapse, offense, death reigned through one, much more surely will those who receive God's overflowing grace, unmerited favor, and the free gift of righteousness, putting them into right standing with himself, reign as kings. Can you shout amen? Kings are ascending their throne this year because of the release of abundance of grace, flood of grace. Shall reign as kings in life, not in heaven, in life, this life. Are you listening? Believers will reign only on earth. This earth and then the new earth. You can't reign in heaven because heaven already has a king. You can't reign as a king in heaven because the King of Kings reigns in heaven. He will reign in heaven, and then he will reign in the new heaven after the great white throne judgment. The only place believers will reign is on earth. And for them to reign, they need two things from that verse. It says abundance, overflowing grace, and then the gift of righteousness. Those two combination, and they are both related, they will empower them to reign. Am I communicating? In life. Look at your neighbor. Say, we am reigning in life. Say with me, I'm a reigning king in this life. Through the one man, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, the anointed one. Can you shout amen? Amen. Now give me John chapter 1 verse 16. John 1 16. Give me an amplified. King James say, and of his fullness of all we receive grace for grace. I like the way Amplified put it. He said, for out of his fullness, and that fullness is what? Abundance. Glory to God. Abundance in brackets. For our God is a God of abundance. Even the life of God is a life of abundance. For out of his fullness, in bracket abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon favor. And then gift heaped upon gift. Can you shout amen? Amen. John chapter 10 verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10. Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's the threefold assignment or mission of the thief. Who is the thief? Who is the thief now? Who is the thief? Are you sure? Who is the thief? You are right and wrong. Some of you are surprised. I will tell you, let me start with why you are right. By prophetic interpretation of that scripture, the thief is the devil or Satan. The prophetic meaning is the highest level of Bible interpretation. Maybe one of these days I will teach some of our pastors and leaders the principles of Bible interpretations. It's very important. By prophetic interpretation, what we call sword, you are correct, is the devil. But going by contextual interpretation, you are wrong. Based on the context, if you start reading from verse 1 down, in that context, Jesus is referring to the thief. The thief there is actually the law of Moses. It's the law. By going by context, okay, contextual meaning. But like I said, the prophetic meaning is even higher than the contextual meaning. Are you getting my point? You now see why I said you are right and you are wrong. Okay, which one should we pick? The highest one. Yes, this smart person is the highest one. Okay, let's pick the prophetic meaning. So the thief is the devil. Actually, those mission looks like the mission of the devil. Am I lying? He still kill, destroy people's life, their health, their business, their finances. Who finished Job? Reduce the world's richest man to zero. The man lost everything. Is it not Satan? Just one demonic attack. Lost all his money, lost all his business, lost all his children, including his health. It was the devil, the thief. The thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I am come. Hey, thank God it didn't end there. I am come. I say I am come. Look at what Jesus said, that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. Can you shout amen? Amen.
Now let's look at it in the Amplified version. Amplified puts it so beautifully. Amplified. The thief comes only in order. Can you see that? Only in order to steal and kill and destroy. He said, I came that they may have and enjoy life. Can you shout amen? This was why Jesus came. This was why he went to the cross. This was the purpose of his sacrifice. So that you will have and enjoy life. He didn't say so that you will manage life. Read very well. Look at it. He didn't say you should endure this life. You don't patch through. Manage. Say we are surviving. Listen. There are some languages that should not come out of your mouth this year. You are not a survivor. You are a savior from Zion. I've taught you before. You are not the one in need. You are not the needy. You are the needed one. Saviors are the needed ones. He said saviors shall come up from on Zion. We are saviors sent into this world. You are not the needy. You are the needed. You are not a survivor. You are a savior. Don't survive. Thrive. I say 2024, don't survive. Thrive. Because it's our year of abundance. Flourish in the midst of famine. There is grace for abundance that is upon you. This grace will empower you to flourish in the midst of famine. You will command plenty in the midst of lack. You will command surplus supernatural supplies in the midst of scarcity and shortages. That's what the grace empowers you to do. You command prosperity in austerity. Manda kabaya. Your experience becomes different. Ay. Jesus said, I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance. To the full till it overflows. Aya. You know, scriptures like this, they are shouting grounds. Malikobasaya. Do you believe God's word? See, let the word of God be your reality. Not your experience. Not your negative experience. Put it aside. Your experience is only valid if it is in line with scriptures. Are you getting me? It doesn't matter how you started this year. This is the word for you. And this is how you are going to end this year. How will you end? Help me now. How will you end? So it doesn't matter how you started. Even if you trek to come for service, no wahala. This is your story. This start changing the picture in your mind. This is going to be your experience this year. You have to hold on to this prophetic word. Keep insisting on it. He said we have a more sure word of prophecy. Unto which ye do well. How will you do well this year? That ye take heed to that prophetic word. He said, when you do that, that word become as a light that shineth in a dark place. Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. Can you shout amen? Amen. The world will experience darkness. The darkness will become worse. But guess what? We have a more sure word. We hold on to that word. That word illuminates our path. It's a lamp to our feet. It's a light to our path. We use that word. God gave us a prophetic word to shine the light, to dispel the darkness. Can you shout amen? Amen. No wonder Isaiah saw it. He said, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. He said, though darkness cover the earth, the darkness of poverty, the darkness of death, the darkness of destruction, the darkness of sickness, disease, the darkness of failure, frustration. He said, though darkness cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, the famine, the war, the pestilence, the earthquake, Batizo Bataya. He said, but there is an exemption for the people of God. We are a people of the covenant. We carry the covenant grace for exemption. We don't suffer the things the people of the world suffer. We belong to a different generation. We belong to a different breed. He said, but the Lord shall arise upon you. His glory shall be seen upon you. And that, he says, kings will come to your light. They will come to the brightness of your rising. The Gentiles shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. One of the things you must be conscious of this year is the covenant. If I, God already gave me most of the teaching series topic for this year, and one of them is children of the covenant. Because this year we emphasize the covenant until your name will become covenant. Because let me tell you, things will happen this year. The darkness, economic darkness, things will get worse for the people of the world this year. And that is why we emphasize the power of the covenant that produces exemption. All the plague Egypt suffered, the children of Israel did not suffer. Why? Because of the covenant. And that one are OT. You know OT? Old Testament. That's old covenant. And the Bible says we have a better covenant, established upon better promises. Those 3 days of thick darkness in Egypt, that they could not even see each other. Hi, have you seen that kind of darkness? Not this type that you are experiencing, you know. At least you can see somebody in front of you. The one in Egypt. Because God was releasing judgment upon the sun god called Raha. Each of those plagues was a declaration of God's judgment upon the gods of Egypt. And in Egypt, who is the sun god? Raha. And they believe he's the god of life that gives life to everything on earth. So God wanted to show them that I am superior to Raha. That's why the plague of darkness. 3 days. If Raha be God, let him give you light. That's what Jehovah is saying. But guess what? Those 3 days, the children of Israel had light. Isaiah saw it. Nothing is new. Listen, prices of things will not come down. They will keep going up. Stop waiting for them to come down. Fuel price will not come down. Foodstuff price will not. Just get more money. Bishop Oedipo said nothing is wrong with the exchange rate. Just make sure you have enough naira to convert to dollars and pounds. That's why God is giving us such word abundance. Because things will be tough. There will be more economic hardship this year. But that's not for you. See, when you read Bible, when God is speaking, learn to differentiate which one is for you, a covenant person. Which one is for the people of the world. Are you getting my point? It's not the same, oh. It's not the same audience. God's ethnic division of the human race is into three. Number one, the church. Number two, the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the unsaved non-Jewish world. The unsaved non-Jewish nations are the Gentiles. So, number one, this is you people that divide Nigeria, Ghana, all those things, Birom, Tarok, Chinese, is human division. This is how God divides the human race, if you read the Bible. Number one, the church. Number two, the Gentiles. Number three, the Jews. And if you study the Bible, including eschatology, God's dealings with each of these three groups are unique and different. Are you seeing this? And if you read the Bible, every word God is speaking, he's either speaking to the Jew, or he's speaking to the church, or he's speaking to the Gentile, or, are you getting my point? Without this understanding, you keep mixing things up. So when Isaiah saw the darkness in the end time, he says, that period that the world will be experiencing thick darkness, things will be going from bad to worse, from frying pan to fire. Are you getting me? Wars, rumors of wars, not just rumor, even war, killings, famine, poverty, economic hardship, economic downturn. Are you getting me? God is saying, Isaiah, that same period will be the period that the church will be shining with the glory of God, brighter and brighter.
I made a post recently. I said, don't be intimidated by those negative prophecies about 2024. They are not talking to you. I told you, there are three people here. Number one, the church. Number two, the Gentile world. Number three, the Jews. Don't carry prophecy that is for the Gentile and then direct it to the church. And then you, a member of the body of Christ, you are not believing prophecy that is not for you. Are you getting my point?
One major prophet don't talk. Say this 2024, child, things go hard though. Sakpa go kill people. Are they talking to you? You have believed a lie. Are you getting my point? Is that what God says about the church? He says, look at what he said about the world. He said, darkness shall cover the earth, gross darkness the people. But that word "but" means there is an exemption. I want you to have exemption mentality. I want you to have covenant sense this year. Have a covenant mentality. By that covenant, by this new covenant that we are both the product and beneficiary of, there is an exemption for the people of God. Even if price of Maggi is 1 million naira, and we have enough and to give and to spare. You need to learn to talk God's talk. Don't talk like the people of the world. Are you getting my point? Doesn't matter the prices of things. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I rise higher than inflation. My finances is rising faster than the inflation rate. Say, in the name of Jesus, I dominate the economic climate by the covenant of the blessing. See, the blessing is stronger than any economic climate. The blessing will swallow up economic recession. Didn't Isaac prosper during famine in Philistine, in Gera? Genesis 26. Didn't Abraham become very rich? That was shortly after famine. In fact, it's as if the famine was a divine arrangement to enrich Abraham. Because Genesis 12, towards the end, there was famine. Abraham went down to Egypt. And then, by the time he was coming out in Genesis 13:2, we heard that statement. And Abraham was very rich. I prophesy the economic famine in this season. I decree and declare it will serve as a means of wealth transfer. I'm going faster than myself. That's even one of the things God told me for this year. That in 2024, there will be accelerated wealth transfer. Oh yes! Wealth is shifting from the world into the church. The abundance of the sea is converted to us. There will be massive influx of kingdom wealth. Not banzastic wealth. Kingdom wealth. Wealth for a kingdom purpose. My cities shall through prosperity be spread abroad. Kala, ya. You might be seated. So, you better position yourself and practice the covenant like never before. Are you getting my point? Align yourself with what God is doing. Be sensitive. Listen to the Holy Spirit more than you listen to the economic experts. If you really want to prosper this year. I didn't say you should not listen at all to economic experts. But follow the Holy Spirit more than you follow them. Hear what they have to say. Hear their analysis. Follow the market. Listen to the market trend, but don't follow it. Only follow the leading of the Spirit. Are you getting my point? Those of you doing crypto, una they hear me? Crypto traders and forex traders, una they hear? Get Get all the knowledge you can. Get all the expert analysis. But don't make any decision based on those things. Oh, hear from God before you invest to avoid wayuala. For our international audience, do you know the meaning of wayuala? Who will help me interpret in English? Oh my God. Glory to God. I'm telling you things that technocrat will not tell you. See, the Holy Spirit will give you inside information. He will teach you to profit. You know, the problem with many of us, we believe news and follow news more than we follow Bible and follow and obey the Holy Spirit. And that is why we keep losing money in investment. Eh? Consult with the Holy Spirit before you make any investment decision. On one end, get all the knowledge and understanding and an expert report you can. But don't make final decision based on those things alone. Hear from God. That one is the final arbiter. That's the most important thing. If you hear God and do what He tells you, you must prosper. You cannot fail. Titanic. What, you remember Titanic ship project? Do you know the investment company that were in charge of the Titanic ship project? They met John D. Rockefeller, a believer, the first American billionaire in dollars. They met him to invest in it. The prospects were so good. In fact, it looked as if it was impossible for the project to fail. People were putting in their money. Investors were putting in their money. By the time they explained the prospect, all of that, you know, it looked as if everything is good. The Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are ways of death and destruction. That it seems right does not mean it is right. Hear from God, though, before you take steps this year. Are you getting me? John D. Rockefeller went and consulted with the God. God told him not to put his money. He refused. The people were surprised. Sir, see, it's unbelievable. How will you not invest? See the opportunity. See the prospect. Long story cut short, Titanic did not make the first journey. You know the story. They even acted movie on it. Titanic, see, the company that built Titanic, the person in charge, was so proud of what they have done. He had so much faith and confidence in the work of their hand. Look at what he said. He said, nothing can ship the sink. So what am I saying? Nothing can sink the ship. He said, not even God. He that is seated in heaven shall laugh. Was it God that sank the ship? No. It was the man's foolishness. You know, it was Satan that heard it. He said, for talking like that against God, Satan sank that ship. And that was how all the investors lost their money. May you not make foolish investment decisions this year. I command your eyes and ears to open to receive divine instruction. To be led by the Spirit this year. Write this down. What does abundance mean? John 5:17 talks of abundance of grace. The Greek word abundance from that, okay, Romans 5:17, not John. Romans 5:17. Say they which receive abundance of grace. The Greek word for abundance means, the Greek word is perisia. Perisia. What does perisia mean? It means, number one, to exceed a fixed number of measure. To exceed a fixed number of measure, comma, to be left over and above a certain number or measure. To exceed a fixed number of measure, comma,
to be left over and above a certain number of, or measure. Number two, abundance, parousia in Greek, it means surplus. Somebody say surplus. This is your year of surplus. Surplus supernatural supply. Number three, it means to superabound. To superabound in quantity or quality. Superabundant in quantity and superior in quality. That's another meaning. To superabound, when he says, John 10:10, Jesus said, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance until it overflows. King James Version says that they may have it abundantly. That word abundantly means to be superabundant in quantity and superior in quality. Next, the word abundance means to be in excess. Somebody say excess. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, in 2024, I command excess without stress. Excess without stress. My days of smallness, of not enough, of barely enough, they are over forever. I command excess. Excess supplies without stress. In the name of Jesus. It means to be superfluous. Abundance also means to be superfluous. To be over and above measure. To be more than enough. More than necessary. More than enough supply. You have left the realm of not enough. You have left the realm of just enough. You have entered a new realm. It's called the realm of more than enough. More than enough. Tell your neighbor, that's my new realm. More than enough. Regardless of what you are seeing in your account or in your hands or in your house, it doesn't matter. This is your new realm. This is your reality. As you believe it and as you partner with God, it becomes your experience. That word also means, abundance also means enough and to spare. That's, you have more than enough and to spare. Much more than enough. You have enough and you have to spare. Next, abundance also means beyond measure. Somebody say beyond measure. We said earlier that it means exceeding some number or measure or rank or need. It also means beyond measure, overflow. Somebody say overflow. Beyond measure. We are blessed beyond measure. We are highly favored beyond measure. That word abundance also means superior. It means extraordinary. It means surpassing. I like this. Surpassing. Surpassing. God will surpass your needs. Shakalabakasaya. It means uncommon. It means preeminence. It means more excellent. It also means advantage. Give me Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 3:20. Are you getting blessed today? He said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. This is the God of abundance speaking. Listen, oh, unto him that is able to do. How will God do for you this year? Help me. Exceeding abundantly above. That's your realm. Say it again. Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. God will exceed your expectations this year. Give me Amplified. I like the way the Amplified version put it. Thank you, Father. It's a mighty release of this grace for abundance. Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and to do super
abundantly.
Super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think. Watch this, in parentheses, it says infinitely beyond our highest prayers. God will do more than your prayers this year. God will give you more than you bargained for. God will exceed all your expectations. He said infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Can you shout amen? Amen. Glory to God. There is release of grace for abundance. Give me 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8. A mighty outpouring of the grace for abundance upon us in this new season. He said God is able to make all grace. Somebody say all grace. Abound towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Give me an amplified. Makaborabakasaya. Lebreskotoskapa. He said God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, God is causing all, every favor an earthly blessing to come to me in abundance this year. In the name of Jesus, God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances. Did you see that? Under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance. Can you shout amen? Amen. For every good work and charitable donation. My God, see what the grace for abundance will do. Oh Father, we bless you for the abundance of all things. The Bible says he has given us all things freely to enjoy. 1 Timothy 6:17. The Bible says, according as his divine power, 2 Peter 1 verse 3, has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Father, we bless you for the abundance of all things. Now, very fast, what are the dimensions of the abundance grace? This grace for abundance that we'll be experiencing and enjoying this year. What are the dimensions of this abundance grace? Number one, the first dimension of this grace for abundance is abundance of prophetic visions and revelation. So in 2024, expect abundance of prophetic visions and revelation. Acts 2:17, it says, it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God. Peter was referring to the prophecy of Joel. He said, what happened on the day of Pentecost, that mighty outpouring? He said, it's a fulfillment of the prophecy of Prophet Joel. He said, this is that which was spoken by Joel the prophet, that it shall come to pass in the last day, said God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see what? Visions. So in this season, expect abundance of prophetic visions and revelations. Kalatozegedia. Abundance of prophetic is already happening. It's already happening. Abundance of prophetic visions and revelation. He said, your young men shall see visions. I command your eyes to be anointed to see the visions of God. In the name of Jesus. Your old men shall dream dreams. He's talking of prophetic dreams. And when he say old men, there is not just talking of old chronological age, as in old men in the physical. He's also talking of spiritual what? Elders. He's not just talking of biological age. He's talking of spiritual age. Say they shall dream dreams. Which kind of dreams? Prophetic dreams. Am I communicating?
abundance, outpouring, visions, revelations. You know, Kalia Labagadia, Sambrakataya, Kelepora Sabalatina. Some of you have started seeing money. People giving you money in your dream. Some of you is gold. Because it's a year of abundance. Mantekebo Shakabakatia. Do you know when God told me that 2024 will be our year of abundance? It was during the last festival of fire. How many of you remember? That's why it's not good to miss the first and the last of anything. Some of you don't know what you... For instance, this is the first meeting for this year. You are not supposed to miss it. And today's message is a message you should listen to throughout this year. Because people easily miss out. They don't maximize what God have released because they take some things for granted. During our last festival of fire, it was in November. You remember? That last Saturday of November. I was towards the end. How many of you remember? I was making some declaration. Kalatuze Beletia. Then I heard God clearly. He said 2024 for us in AGMI will be our year of abundance. I heard it, I wrote it down. Even though I didn't tell you. But I told you that get ready. Next year will be what? It will be what? See, some of you have forgotten. And then from there, I started having visions upon vision. It was after that God told me this year will be year of abundance. I had that vision that I told you during the miracle service in December. That I saw Bishop Oyedepo, I saw Dr. Paul Elenche, and then I saw a billionaire I know. Kalido Barakataya. Do you know after that miracle service, somebody sent me the phone number of that billionaire. I called him. His phone rang once, he picked it. And he knows me. And then I started telling him some things that I saw in that vision. Because in that vision, the Lord showed me some things, some realm is taking him to. And then the Lord told me that this year, he is raising more kingdom millionaires and billionaires.
Amen.
You did not hear me. I said this year, more Christians, especially kingdom people, kingdom minded believers. I'm telling you, more kingdom millionaires are rising. God is raising more millionaires in the body of Christ and more billionaires and even trillionaires. I'm telling you the truth, because there is massive release of wealth. On one end, there will be massive financial hardship. On the other side, there will be massive financial abundance. Are you getting my point? And since that, all the vision, I've been having visions of abundance. Even people are calling me that God showed them something. Even external prophecies were confirming it. Am I communicating? Ligo Borakata. When Pastor Nenku was ministering, I sat here. The Holy Spirit told me something. He said, some of you, before the first quarter of this year, you will sow your first 1 million naira seed. He said, there are those that will start tithing in millions from this year. I heard God clearly. Because God is raising. Can you remember that service last year that God told me that he's raising? Is it 6 billionaires in AGMI? Can you remember that meeting? That's one of the calling of this ministry. That's why. Remember, there is one program we used to hold until we went on small break to consolidate. Kingdom Wealth Summit. How many of you remember that program? An economic empowerment meeting. It's because of our mandate. See, this year we'll dominate Mammon. We will master Mammon. We will master money for our master's use. I say we are conquering millions. conquering billions, dominating mammon, mastering money for our master's use. Are you getting my point?
We will not just speak in tongues this year, we will speak in cash. You didn't hear me. I should say it again. I said 2024, we will not just speak in tongues, we will speak in cash.
Our speaking in tongues will have economic value this year. It will translate into massive wealth. Because the angels of prosperity, the angel money angels, the angels of abundance, the angels of the basket, they are released to minister for us this year. In the name of Jesus, the heavens are open unto over us. The windows of heaven are open. The floodgates of heaven are open. There is a mighty supply. There is a heavy downpour. There is a release of the rain of abundance. There is a release. There is a mighty torrential release. The flood of abundance from an open heaven upon us in this season.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. Abundance of visions and revelation. Don't allow anybody to confuse you. Especially those of you that keep confusing yourself with different conflicting teachings by trending apostles, trending men of God. God showed me something recently. I saw, the person is not here. I saw somebody in this ministry, one of our workers. I saw the person, he got confused about first fruit, giving of first fruit. And the reason why he got confused is because I saw him, he was listening to a message by a man of God that does not believe in first fruit. And in that message, the man of God was able to convince him that he should not pay first fruit. And he himself got convinced. And then the person then called me on phone. All these things happened in the vision. No? He called me on phone. He said he no longer believes in, he doesn't believe in first fruit. Oh. And on phone, I told him, I said, why? He said, because he heard this man of God say, it is wrong to pay first fruit. I'm still waiting for the person. When the person resumes, I'm going to have a special session. Stop confusing yourself. I say stop confusing yourself. God will not write another Bible for this generation. You know, there are those that don't believe in tithing. Some don't believe in faith. That you don't believe in it it will not change anything. Now you go loose. Are you getting my point? So be careful the kind of teachings you expose yourself to, okay? Ephesians 1:17, right? It said that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and what? Revelation in the knowledge of him. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive insight into mysteries and secrets. Daniel 11:32b, the people that do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Daniel 12:4, it said this end time, because knowledge shall be increased, men shall run to and fro. Hallelujah. Abundance of revelations. Galatians 2:2, Apostle Paul said, I went up by revelation. I went up by revelation and communicated. Listen, I decree and declare that because of something God will show you, a revelation God will show you this year, you will go up. Your finances will go up. Your business will go up. You will be above only. You will be above and not beneath. Something God will show you. Your CGP will go up. Ayagaba, your bank account will jump and somersault up. Malikobo Rakapata. He said, I went up by revelation. Revelation takes men up. Revelation does not bring people down. Malasidaya. Elegedegede.
First Corinthians 1, 2, verse 9. It says, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. It says, what eyes have not seen, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not entered the heart of men, the thing which God has prepared. God has prepared abundance for you this year. Woman, I have not seen it. People's ears have not heard it. It has not entered their heart. But God is revealing them to you. Receive the flood of revelation. Revelation of God's will, God's plan, God's purposes. You will not be confused anymore. The confusion is taken away. Light is coming to you. The light is dispelling every darkness. Concerning who to marry, you will not be confused again. Direction is coming. The light of God is shining. In the name of Jesus, you will know which business to start. You will know which business to invest. In the name of Jesus, you will know what to do. You will know when to do it. You will know how to do it. By divine revelation, in the name of Jesus. No more trial and error this year. No more experimenting. Balakataya. You will not lose money again. Due to a foolish investment. Makasobelekida. Somebody here, God is saying you should go into agriculture this year. God is telling me to tell someone. Say you are wondering which business to. He said, go into agriculture. Makapalakataya. Likotoborakata. Mante. Lekete. A lot of you will start your business this year. A lot of entrepreneurs are rising from this assembly this year. The grace for entrepreneurship is released upon you in abundance. Go and start your business. Go and start that business. Go and start that business. Go and take over the industry. Start that company. Go and register that business. I'm talking to people as I'm speaking. Malakutekeba. Stop wasting time. Kill procrastination this year. Take action. Don't wait for capital. Wisdom is the capital you need. Ligedobaya. You will build your house this year. God is changing your level. Tenants are becoming landlords. In the name of Jesus. Some of you, your trekking days are over. From a trekker, you are a car owner. You will drive your car this year. You will receive your miracle job this year. Miracle marriages are happening in abundance this year. You will have your children this year. Kalatuze beletena. Mande kebo. The prophetic unction is upon me already. Akalatuze beleketa. Angra kataya. Mande boko sekete. The walls are falling. The walls, the barriers, the obstacles, they are collapsing before you. You will run and not be hindered. You will run and not be weary. You will walk and not faint. Shakateke balakataya. Randegebo sepelete. There are some businesses that dried up last year. God is causing them to spring forth. They are flourishing this year. Manda kabaya. Where you were rejected, by this anointing, go back, you will be accepted. I'm seeing God releasing miracle job to like three people. If you are believing God for a job, in the name of Jesus, receive your miracle job. I release miracle jobs in abundance. You will stand here and testify. By the favor of God, supernatural open doors. Makasapalataya. God is raining abundance upon families. Shakatuza, surplus supernatural supplies from an open heaven. Ceaseless supplies. The wind of the Holy Ghost. The wind that bloweth abundance. That wind is blowing abundance into your life. Is blowing abundance into your family. When Moses, listen, when Moses cried to God, how will he feed over 3.5 million people? They say, give us meat, give us meat, give us protein. Say, we are tired of manna. When Moses cried to God, the Bible says God caused an east wind and a south wind. Somebody say the wind of the Holy Ghost. Hey, that's what brings surplus supernatural supplies. The Bible says it blew quail from the sea. Heaped up like this, over how many kilometers above the ground? A day's journey in any direction to feed 3.5 million people. The wind of that wind of the Holy Ghost. That wind of the Holy Ghost. I'm seeing dollars entering people's account. I say I'm seeing dollars, euros and pounds entering people's account. Foreign currencies of high value. Shalakute kepeleteya. Manda kuskapa. That wind of the Spirit, by the operations of the wind of the Holy Ghost, supernatural supplies, they are coming to you speedily. The psalmist said, thou anointest my head with oil. Psalm 23 verse 5. My cup runneth over. Lia sabaliga bagadaya. That anointing for overflowing abundance is resting upon your head and is having a ripple effect on your money bag, on your bank account. Is overflowing your bank account, your storehouses. Is overflowing with abundance in the name of Jesus. Sit down. I don't just talk. Oh, if you ask my friend Evangelist Peter Oyebuchi, one of our speaker, constant speaker during Kingdom World Summit, if you ask him how the first 1 million naira entered his hand, he will tell you. He invited me for a meeting in Village Hostel some years back. We were students then. This early morning cry in Village Hostel, he was the coordinator. He had little group, they meet to pray early in the morning, like early morning cry. He invited me to minister that day in that early morning cry. And I started ministering by the Spirit. I started praying in tongues. And at a point, the tongue I was speaking was not just praying in tongues. I was prophesying in tongues. The gift of diverse kinds of tongues started manifesting. And as I was speaking in that diverse kinds of tongues, the anointing came upon one of the person in that prayer, one of the pastors in that prayer group that was there. He started interpreting what I was saying. I was speaking, operating with the gift of diverse kinds of tongues. That pastor was interpreting it. And long story called short, by the following day, the first 1 million naira entered his account. He was a student. He was a student. He was a student. Makalase tila kabarakata. When I say, for many of you, your first 1 million naira must enter your hand this year. I'm not joking. For as many that we believe, it will become their experience. Some of you will start tithing in millions. Guy, you will start giving million like 30 naira. You will give 10 million, 1 million like 1 naira, 10 million like 10 naira. God is changing your level, so. God is dipping your feet in oil. You are sucking honey out of the rock. The rock is pouring for you rivers of oil. In the name of Jesus. That was not all. Several years after my friend, Evangelist Peter, he read physics, I read medicine. So he graduated before me. He started working in an oil company in Abuja, Tevia Petroleum. Just more like an errand boy. for years. Things were not working, things were tough. Some people were even saying they are just using him, he should leave that place. God told him to stay. We've not been in communication for a long time until one day I woke up with a prophetic dream about him. And in that dream, I saw him seated with the who is who in NNPC. All those allergies, those people, those big boys in the oil industry, the movers and the shakers of the oil industry. I even saw them discussing something on that round table, and he was seated with them in a position of honor, wealth, and influence. And then there was this map that contains the oil wells in Nigeria. They were now showing him. And then I saw him in wealth. This was at a time that he had almost nothing. And then the Lord said I should call him and tell him that is bringing him into that realm. And then I told him on phone. He said I should pray with him. I prayed. We were praying together. I prayed and prayed until my credit got finished. He called me again. Continued. I was just prophesying, praying for almost 1 hour. This was like Saturday. Apostle Johnson Suleiman was having a Ebenezer conference the following week. He went for that conference. It was like Monday. He went for the conference. During the session, Apostle Suleiman singled him out and brought him and started prophesying the same things I told him on Saturday. He confirmed those things word for word. By the time they were done with that morning session, by afternoon, my friend called me. He said, man of God, I fear you. You see, he said, do you know that Apostle Johnson Suleiman just confirmed all those things you said? Long story cut short, he stumbled into wealth. Millions and all of that. Are you getting me? He became a millionaire. See, prophecies are not just mere speeches of excited men of God. No. You have to learn to place high premium on it. One prophetic word can revolutionize your economy. Was it not one prophetic word from 2 Kings 7:1? Elijah, Prophet Elisha said, by this time tomorrow. Yeah. Was it not just one prophet? Is it two? He turned around the economy of a nation that was going through biting economic famine. That women were even eating each other's children. That was how bad the economic situation. Hunger in the land. How do our people call it? Sapa. Is it Sapa? Eh? Sapa Promax. To the point that a woman will eat her own child that she carried in the womb and breastfed. That she labored to deliver. No more motherly compassion. Because of survival instinct. They were eating the fourth cap, selling very expensive, the fourth part of the cap of a dove's dunk. The feces. For over, is it 80? 80 shekels. And then the prophet arose and said, by this time tomorrow, Mali, Kaba, Sata, Eleke, Tony, by this time tomorrow, a measure of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, 2 measures of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. And then the Bible said, the Lord upon whose hand the king leaned, he said, even if God will make windows in heaven, shall these things be? That's unbelief. That's doubt speaking. And then, what did he receive? Judgment. Do you know why God judged him? Do you know why God judged him? I'll tell you. God judged him because that was what God was about to do. To open the windows of heaven and flood abundance. Read the Bible. Every time God opened the windows of heaven, there is release of abundance. In Genesis 7:11, the first time God opened the windows of heaven or floodgate, it was rain for 40 days and 40 nights upon the earth that judged the then world. Noah and his family were spared in the ark. Then if you read Malachi
3, one of the blessings of tithing. God said, prove me now herewith if I will not open the windows of heaven. God was about to open the windows of heaven to confirm the word of that prophet and flood abundance upon the people. And then that Lord was attacking exactly what God was about to do. He said, even if God will open the windows of heaven. That was why he was judged. The prophet said, you will see it, but you will not partake of it. And truly, it happened. There was abundance of food and resources. The man saw it. Unfortunately, that Lord, the king, appointed him to be in charge of the gate. And they came and told hungry people that there is enough food, food in abundance. And then suddenly they had energy. Ah, survivor instinct. They started running. They trampled the man, the gate man. That's the Lord, though. Fear prophetic words, so. And the man died. He saw it, but he didn't partake. Doubters go without. Leave doubters' association alone. You are a believer. Believing is what you do for a living, Abby. Don't be an unbelieving believer. Praise God. Are you getting blessed? You know what? I will not finish this message today. I've not gone even halfway. This is what I will do. So that I won't stay long. Write down this. We are looking at dimensions of the grace for abundance, ba? The first one I mentioned is what? Abundance of visions and revelation. Write this down. Abundance of the anointing or the power of God. Number two. Abundance of what? The anointing and the power of God. Give me Esther chapter 1 verse 7 and 8. Esther 1 verse 7 and 8. Are you getting blessed? Esther 1 verse 7 and 8. And they gave them drink. It's talking of the feast organized by the king of Persia. That's Ahasuerus, the husband of Esther. Okay? They gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another. See, this man reigned over a very vast empire from Ethiopia to India. That was how large the territorial dominion over several empires, over several countries and territories. That was how large the Persian Empire that Ahasuerus ruled over was. For over 120 days or so, it was just showcasing the wealth of the kingdom. And then they made a feast, and they gave drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, royal wine in abundance. Somebody say royal wine in abundance, according to the state of the king. Verse 8. And the drinking was according to the law. None did compel, for so the king appointed to all officers of his house, and they should do that they should do according to every man's pleasure. In other words, nobody will force you. According to your hunger level, according to your desire, according to your level of thirst, that is how you drink. Are you seeing this? And that royal wine, go back to verse 7. That royal wine is a type of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is even called new wine. Are you seeing this? Remember, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came upon them. They were drunk in the Holy Ghost. And then the observers thought that they were drunk with new wine. You see that? Then Peter corrected them. He says, because they thought they were drunk, he says, these men, he said, we are not drunken as ye suppose. The Holy Ghost, what alcoholic wine is in the physical, is just trying to say this is a fake imitation of the real thing. The spiritual wine is actually the Holy Spirit. So this year, expect abundance of the anointing. In Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Abundance of oil and wine. Psalm 92 verse 10. He said, my horn shall thou exalt like the horn of the unicorn. I shall be anointed with new wine, with fresh oil. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. So expect abundance of fresh oil. There is a release of abundance of new wine, abundance of fresh oil. The wine of the Holy Ghost, the oil of the anointing. Hallelujah. And what will this result? The abundance of the anointing and the power of God will result in what? Abundance of miraculous manifestations. Mighty moves, massive moves of the Holy Ghost. Mighty demonstrations of God's power. Expect abundance of miracles, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. Workings of power. In Luke 4:14, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit and he took over. The fame of him was spread abroad. Hallelujah. Psalm 23 verse 5. He said, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Abundance of the move of the Spirit. Blazing revival fires. Demonstrations of the Spirit and power. Supernatural manifestations. They are all manifestations of this grace for abundance. Then number three, abundance of divine wisdom operation. Grace for divine wisdom like never before. Abundance of divine. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24 is a Christ is the wisdom of God and Christ is the power of God. Hallelujah. So expect abundance of both the wisdom of God and the power of God. We've talked about the power of God. Now we are looking at the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Divine wisdom operation. Some of you will operate in a dimension of wisdom that experts will be consulting you for advice. In Mark 6 verse 2, look at Jesus. There was a dimension of wisdom Jesus operated with that baffled the people that were listening to him, that they were completely flabbergasted. Am I communicating? They said when they listened to him, they were so surprised, so baffled, so dumbfounded. Look at what they said. So when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence are this man these things? What wisdom is this? Look at what they said. What wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? By reason of this abundance of wisdom, you will wrought mighty works. God will wrought mighty works by your hands. Wisdom for creativity, concept and insight like never before. Unusual dimension of wisdom. One of us was telling me that God gave him divine idea and creativity. He's designing an application, an app. Somebody say wisdom. Abundance of wisdom. Mighty works, inventions, knowledge of witty invention, creative ingenuity, spirit of excellence. Kalatuze beleketena, lagatuza. Do you know the wisdom of God can give you one idea that can fetch you $1 trillion, so that you and your entire generation will never be poor again? Just one divine idea. Is that not better than salary?
This year you will not depend on salary alone again. You will not be a slave to salary again. You know, there is a connection between salary and slavery. If you study the history of the word salary, they say it is the wages they used to pay a slave in those days for his work for the day. That's the daily wages of a slave is called salary. That's why today, economic slavery, financial slavery, and salary, they go together. Now lie, they talk. God will open your eyes. God will give you creative ideas. Ideas for entrepreneurship, business ideas, investment ideas. Ayagabagada. You will wrought mighty works. In the name of Jesus. Job became the greatest man in the East by treading with the wisdom of God. He had access to certain trade secrets. He says, when the secret of God was upon my tabernacle, the spirit of wisdom was giving him divine revelation. Every great company, every great business that is thriving, that is transgenerational in influence and impact, they have their trade secret. Am I lying? Till today, most people don't know the ingredient they use to prepare Coca-Cola. Am I lying? You drink Coke, true or false, sir? Do you know how they prepare it? They will never tell you. It's called their trade secret. Oh, they should tell you so that you go and be, you know, the Pepsi people try to do Coke, it no work. They may resemble, but if it is not Coke, it's not Coke. If it black, Pepsi is black like Coke, but it's not Coke. You test it. No. There is something they are not telling us. Am I communicating? That's how the Holy Ghost will give you your own trade secret. Oh. Yeah. Hey, the trade secret that will make your business to go global. Yeah. The trade secret you need, it will come to you by the wisdom of God. Yeah. Suddenly your business is taking over. Suddenly your brand will become a national brand. It will become an international brand. In the name of Jesus. You know, there is a way your brand will become so influential that they will start naming the product that you are, that kind of product, after the name of your brand. Should I give you an example? McLean. How many of you grew up thinking that every toothpaste is called McLean? Am I lying? Was it not when you grew up, you now realize, McLean is just one brand. There is Close Up, there is Oral-B, there is Colgate. But when you were young, you thought that every toothpaste is McLean. That was how influential that brand called McLean was. Is it not the same thing? When you were growing up, you thought that every noodles, you thought every or anyone is what? Very soon, that is how your own brand of business. They will just name that product or service after the name of your business on an international scale. Am I communicating? Somebody say wisdom. In John 6 verse 6, when Jesus was confronted with the Herculean task of feeding a multitude of 5,000 men minus women and children. If you add women and children, that crowd is over 20,000 plus. In a desert, there is even no place to buy them food, even if they had the money. And then Jesus looked at his disciples. He said, give them something to eat. He said, where can we buy bread? The Bible said, this is said to prove him. For he himself knew what he would do. How did he know? Somebody said the spirit of wisdom. So that in the midst of crisis, problem, difficult, when others are shouting, why you ala, why you alo? Are you getting me? Others are panicking in fear. They cannot see a way out. He himself knew what he will do. Your account balance is 2 naira 50 kobo and you are owing MTN 2.5. He himself knew what. See, if you know what to do, you won't be afraid of difficulties and problems. If you know what to do to overcome them, to triumph over the storms of life, you won't be afraid of them. Am I communicating? He himself knew what. What did he know? He knew that there was a young lad, a young boy there, with 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fishes. How did he know? By word of knowledge. And he knew that all he needed was to get that boy to sow that 5 loaves and 2 small fishes as a seed. And then what will Jesus do? Is to give thanks. Instead of complaining, give thanks for it. And then thanksgiving will now activate the blessing. And the blessing will bring about supernatural multiplication and increase. That was the wisdom solution to that problem of scarcity. Higher. If many of you will yield to the operation of the spirit of wisdom, 99.99% of the problem you are complaining, you will not be complaining again. Allow the wisdom of God to provide solution. Am I communicating? You won't be afraid of scarcity when you are challenged with lack, scarcity, all those situations. You won't be thinking like the people of the world. You will think differently. The wisdom will show you what to do. You know, sometimes that's why it's good to pray in tongues. One of the things that happen when you pray in tongues is that you activate the wisdom of God. Anytime it looks as if you are confused, anytime it looks as if you've come to your wits end, you don't know what to do, start praying in tongues. When you start praying in tongues, the wisdom of God is activated. And then by the time wisdom starts flowing like a brook, it will now tell you what to do. Am I communicating? There is no problem without wisdom solution. No problem without wisdom solution. In Ephesians 3:10, the Bible says, in this end time, God will be showcasing to the principalities and powers. In heavenly places, He will be showcasing and manifesting the wisdom of God through the church. To the intent that now unto the principalities and power in heavenly places might be known how? Through the church, the manifold wisdom of God. So we'll be educating them. See, there are some dimensions of wisdom we operate that even the angels in heaven, they will be marveled. They will be educated. You did not hear me. Why did the Bible say we shall judge angels? Have you ever wondered? On the great white throne judgment, He said we will be seated with Christ to judge the world, and then we will judge those fallen angels, those that rebelled with Lucifer. Now, can you judge angels when you are operating with a lower level of wisdom than them? That means we'll be operating with a higher level of wisdom than even those angels. Am I communicating? Those angelic rulers. Was it not the operation of God's wisdom that bailed through Joseph, that bailed Egypt from that 7 years of famine? Can you remember? It was through the wisdom of God functioning through Joseph. And Joseph is a type of the church. Egypt is a type of the world. Are you seeing this? So through the operation of the wisdom of God through the church, we will save the world in 2024 from this period of economic hardship and dryness. We are the solution to their problem. The wisdom of God makes you a problem solver, a solution provider. And you cannot solve problem and provide solution and be stranded. Impossible.
Joseph rose to become prime minister. How? Through the wisdom and the favor of God. When you become a man of solution, you become a man of means. Everybody will want you. Even governments will be looking for you. Some of you, very soon, kings and nobles will be queuing up to meet you, to provide solution to their problems. Didn't the Bible says all the kings of the earth sought audience with Solomon to hear the wisdom that God has put in his heart, that he was expressing through his mouth? And they came with wisdom offering. Because wisdom makes you highly valuable. And money is a measurement of value. When you offer value, money will flow. Am I communicating? By the wisdom of God, you are coming up with creative solution, creative product, creative services. You are creating value by the wisdom of God. You are creating value. Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I'm creating value by the wisdom of God. And I'm offering that value in exchange for money. And it's attracting kings. It's attracting nobles. In the name of Jesus. In 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 23. Look at this. 1 Kings 10, 23. Concerning Solomon. He says, so King Solomon exceeded all the kings of the earth for riches and for wisdom. Next verse. And wisdom and wealth go together. The wisdom of God will produce the wealth of God. And all the earth sought. Did you see that? All the earth. Wisdom made one man highly valuable. So valuable that everybody on earth was looking for him. Look at it now. The demand for Solomon was more than the supply. Because of the dimension of wisdom that he was operating with. In this metamorphosis student last year, we discussed 10 places money hides. How many of you remember that? One of the places is in problems. Money hides in problems. Anytime you see problem, there's opportunity to make money if you can provide solution to that problem, if you can solve it. And wisdom makes you a problem solver. Wisdom makes you a solution provider, therefore bringing you money. So the problem others are running from, you are making money by providing solution to it. Are you seeing this? And everybody on earth have problem. Everybody, even billionaires have problem. They may not have money problem, but they have other kind of problem. If a billionaire sleep now, demons press his neck, or they slap him, he wake up with Yoruba man. Won't he look for people like us? Everybody has problem. If a billionaire is sick today, he needs healing. I mean, that his money can afford the best medical cure, what medical treatment. But what if it's a cancer or an illness that there is no medical solution? The one that only the power of God can handle. Am I communicating? Or worse, if the person was into ritual, they pursue and now, won't he look for people like us? He will look for us. There is no problem. There is nobody that doesn't have problem. In fact, the fastest way to chop anybody's money is to look for their problem and provide solution to that problem. Patience is laughing. Our cash, madam. This year, cash go flow. It's true. When you solve a millionaire's problem, you have access to his millions. When you solve a billionaire's problem, you have access to his billions. Am I communicating? This year, make up your mind that you will be a problem solver by the wisdom of God. I say by the wisdom of God. Let God open your eyes to see what others cannot see. The Bible says there is treasure hid in the sand. It is sand where people just they work out the match that looks as if it's worthless. There is treasure there. Allow wisdom, spirit of wisdom, to open your eyes. you may soon see something there that will turn you into an instant celebrated multimillionaire. There is abundance in the sea. Hi, it takes enlightened eyes to see them. Oh, may God anoint your eyes with eye salves. All the earth sought to Solomon to hear his wisdom, which God has put in his heart. His heart. Remember, the Queen of Sheba came all the way from Ethiopia, a black woman. Some Bible scholars say she later became one of Solomon's wives. Next verse. Solomon will get out. He get money, he get out. Somebody say, if you no get money, make you get mouth, so that you can win a lady. Get sweet mouth, or get money, or get boat. Solomon get boat. So you now see why he has over how many? 1,000. See how many wives? 700 wives. How many concubines? 300. You don't use mouth and money. You don't finish. 90, how many percent of ladies, they will fall for these two things? Am I lying? I don't know how all the association of people on social media space, they came together that we were talking of prophetic theme for the year. Our own is abundance. They say on social media, our own, the prophetic word for social media, on social media space, Facebook, Twitter, is no grief for anybody. Say no grief for anybody. So as a lady, if the guy no get money, no grief for anybody. You go suffer poverty for your father's house, you go suffer for your husband. No grief for any poor man. I don't know where they get that team. Say no grief for everybody. Oh, don't be led by social media. Oh. Okay, let's finish. It says, and they brought, 1 Kings 10:25, they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and garments, and armor, and spices. Can you see? This is what we call wisdom offering. They came to hear wisdom, and that is value. As he was adding value to their lives, they are offering money for the value. Are you seeing this? You cannot operate in the wisdom of God and end up a poor man. Impossible. Are you seeing this? 1 Kings 4:29. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I'm enjoying this, you know. It says, and God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceeding much, largeness of heart, even as sand that is on the seashore. Next verse. And Solomon's wisdom excelled all the wisdom of the children of the east country. And by the way, the east countries, the Middle East, they are known for wise men. Wise men. Remember, when Jesus was born, wise men came from where? The east. They are known for wisdom. And that includes demonic wisdom. But Solomon's wisdom beat all their wisdom, both human and demonic occultic wisdom. The wisdom of God operating through Solomon, that was phronesis in the Septuagint. It beat their own wisdom, hands down. Is there, and all the wisdom of Egypt, that's the wisdom of the world. Next verse. Next verse. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ezrahite, a man shall call Dada, the sons of Maol. His fame was in all nations. So wisdom can give you fame. His fame was where? All nations. Next verse. And he spake 3,000 proverbs. Wisdom is manifested in your words and your actions. He wrote so many. Remember the book of Proverbs? Who wrote the book of Proverbs? Solomon. And his songs were what? 1005. Who wrote the book of Songs of Songs? Is it not Songs of Solomon? Look at it there. Glory to God. Next verse. Somebody say, they say, the reason why we should be watching Z World and be watching all these romance movies and be watching all these, reading all those romance novels, Hartley and Chase, is so that we'll know how to be romantic. You say, that one is not in the Bible. The Bible didn't really talk about romance. You lie. Have you read the book of Songs of Solomon? That's romantic love, Promax. Everything in the Bible, including romance. No excuse, oh. Today, they see you with Love Come Down movie. Tomorrow, which one? Only you. All the love movies that they acted last year, you have watched them. Even on Netflix, the money you will not give God in church, you use it to subscribe Netflix to watch all those movies. Am I communicating? Saying we are trying to educate ourselves on romance. Have you read the one in the Bible? Songs of Solomon. Have you read it? It's a picture of romantic love between Christ and the church. Solomon and his woman. It's even said that she is a white woman, an Ethiopian woman, the Shulamite. Have you studied it? She's a white woman, who, that they were doing love together with Solomon. Sorry, what am I saying? Black woman. Did I say white? Sorry, black woman. Because she said, I am black. Go and read it. You see it. Some people say it's from Ethiopia. But Ethiopia have very beautiful women. Praise God. So fine that even the man of God, Moses. He saw beautiful black woman. Man of God confused. He married him. Auntie Aaron and Miriam, his senior brother and sister, started talking, speaking against Moses. Praise God. And you know how the story ended. Oh, where will I end this now? Okay, take verse 22. 1 Kings 4:22. Let me take it from 21. 1 Kings 4:21. It says, and Solomon reigned over all kingdoms. So wisdom empowers you to reign. It's a key to dominion. Okay, you can walk in dominion by the wisdom of God. Solomon reigned over all the kingdoms, from the river unto the land of the Philistine, unto the border of Egypt. They brought presents, served Solomon all the days of his life. Next verse. And Solomon's provision for one day. This is the one that caught my attention. Solomon's provision for one day, not 1 year. One day, not 1 month. Not Christmas. Was what? 30 measures of fine flour, 60 measures of meal. Next. 10 fat oxen. Did you see that? 20 oxen out of the pasture. 100 sheep. Beside harts and roebucks. May you never be poor. Look at this. Look at this. Not wedding. Not what? Provision for one day. These are the things that they kill to eat food in one man's house. Somebody say abundance. Kai. Kai, 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 kai. Today, if you kill one cow per day, all your community will be gathering around your house. Imagine, look at this. 10 fat oxen, 20 oxen out of a pasture, 100 sheep. Besides, hats, roebucks, fallow deer, fatted fowl. This is what is slaughtered in one man's house per day, every day. Hi! Pray in tongues more. Let this thing enter. Hi! This is my realm. Shalabakasa. You will feed nations, oh. You will feed nations. You are the solution to the poverty problem in Africa. You will be the one to bail your family forever out of poverty. You will rewrite the story of your lineage. Number four, abundance of divine blessings and favor. Favor with God and favor with men. The next dimension of this grace for abundance is abundance of divine blessings and abundance of divine what? Favor. Favor with what? Favor with God and favor with men. Give me Deuteronomy 33:23. There is showers, release of showers of blessings. Outpourings of showers of blessings upon us this year. It says, Deuteronomy 33:23. Look at the prophetic blessing Moses, the man of God, was releasing. He said, and of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessing. Fullness talks of abundance. And full with the blessing of the Lord. Possess thou the west. Possess thou the south. The blessing and the favor of God makes you a possessor. It makes you a possessor. Am I communicating? In Psalm 44 verse 3, it said, they got not the land in possession by their own sword, but by thy arm, thy right hand, because you have a favor unto them. Do you know God gave the children of Israel the land of Canaan by favor? They enter, he said, they God brought them to inherit houses they did not build. They inherited cities full of all good things which they did not fill. They inherited houses full of all good things which they did not fill. Olivyards, vineyards, all of that, wells that were digged which they did not dig. Favor is greater than labor. Am I communicating? I'm not saying you should be lazy, but let your faith be more in the favor of God than even your hard work. Trust more in the favor of God than your hard work this year. Am I communicating? He says, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor, full with the blessing. That will become your testimony. John 1:16, Amplified, we read it earlier. Then 2 Corinthians 9:8. Look at it again. 2 Corinthians 9:8, Amplified. He said, God is able to make all grace, in bracket, he said, every favor and earthly blessing. Every favor and earthly blessing. Abundance of blessings and favor. God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that ye may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be, self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnish in abundance for every good work and charitable donations. In the name of Jesus. The favor of God gives you unusual kindness. You enjoy unusual kindness. You enjoy unusual acceptance. You enjoy unusual access by the operation of the favor of God. In Luke 2:52, the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. And what? Shout it. And in favor. Favor with what? God. And favor with men. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive favor. Favor with God and favor with men. And the favor of God is causing destiny helpers to arise to help you. Yes, the favor of God is causing men of influence, men of affluence, people that matter to help you. They are rising for you. 1 Samuel 2:26. Even prophet Samuel enjoyed so much favor.
He stood in three offices. Samuel was a prophet, a priest, and a judge before the children of Israel demanded for the first king. The child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. You need favor with God and you need favor with men. Hallelujah. You can't fulfill your destiny without divine favor. Favor is a non, as in, is a common denominator in the story of every great and successful person. Very important. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 21, look at God's covenant people, the children of Israel. God said, I will give these people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, that's the children of Israel. And it shall come to pass, when ye go, ye shall not go empty. In other words, the favor of God terminates empty-handedness. You will not go empty. Why? Because I will give you favor. The favor of God is a cure for empty pocket, empty bank account, empty hands, empty storehouses, empty, in the name of Jesus, every form of emptiness and dryness in your life. It is terminated by the favor of God. Look, put your hand like, say, in the name of Jesus, by the favor of God, by abundance of favor, no more empty hands, no more empty pocket, no more empty bank account. I walk in abundance in the name of Jesus. And that same Exodus 12:35. Look at where this prophecy got fulfilled. Exodus 12:35. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses, and they borrowed. That word borrowed means they ask. Okay? They asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment. How can you explain it? This was the same night that the Egyptians were mourning the death of their firstborn. And the Bible said there was no house that somebody did not die. Because every house has firstborn. So it was national mourning day in Egypt. And yet, they ask, this one will tell her, madam, give me gold. She will go and carry gold and give. Somebody that is mourning their firstborn. Of all people on earth, is it somebody that lost their firstborn that is in a mourning period? Is that the person to ask favor? It doesn't make sense. This is unreasonable favor that they enjoyed. It was supernatural. This is why. It's as if they were under a spell. It's as if the favor of God is stronger than jazz. This is the real Yahoo. The favor of God is superior to Yahoo Yahoo. They ask favor from people that are mourning. And the people that are mourning did not slap them. Say, don't you see? I lost my son and you're asking me for silver, for gold, for the grace. I think you will get sense before. They didn't receive slap. If a normal person will do that, wouldn't they chop slap? Is it somebody that is mourning their firstborn? You go and ask to give me money, give me clothes. But it was supernatural favor. They didn't know what they were doing. Ha, ya, 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 ya. They gave them jewels of silver, gold, raiment, 36. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians so that they lent unto them such things as they required. And they spoiled the Egyptians. Aya Gaba. You see, by the favor of God, there was a wealth transfer from Egypt to Israel. Egypt is a type of the world. Israel, God's covenant people, the one he gave the old covenant, the first covenant, is a type of the church. Israel is called the church in the wilderness. I prophesy in this season, there is a massive wealth shift by the favor of God from the world to the church. Monies are coming your way. Resources are coming your way. Thank you, Father. Psalm 5:12, he says, O thou, we bless the righteous with favor. You will encompass him like with a shield. Thou shalt arise upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. That is Psalm 102 verse 13. Glory to God. It's a season of abundance of favor. Some of you, I see somebody here, the dimension of favor coming to you. I see you crying, shedding tears. I'm seeing tears. You are crying, but it's not tears of sorrow. The Lord says it's tears of joy. By reason of the favor that you will receive in this season, you will shed tears of joy. You will shed tears of joy. Because it will be too big. It will exceed all your expectations. In the name of Jesus, God is bringing up pleasant surprises for you. Pleasant surprises. Shocking testimonies. Some of you will stand here and share shocking testimonies of God's favor. Shocking and surprising testimonies of God's favor. In the name of Jesus. Some of you are getting land by favor. Landed proper. I just said it in my spirit. Landed properties by favor. You are receiving landed properties by favor. In the name of Jesus. Those into real estate, God is releasing an anointing to prosper like never before this year. Kalabakose beleketela brakataya, liko barakataya, li grondekepa. There is a real estate anointing I'm seeing. If you are into real estate, receive it in the name of Jesus. You will prosper. Doors are opening for you. You will explode this year. In the name of Jesus, you will flourish. No more struggles. No more sweating. No more toiling. The favor of God is speaking very loudly for you. Thank you, Father. Kitobakasa labrakatoskete alagata. I will stop here. Now listen, by next week, Sunday, I'm going to complete this teaching. Today we did introduction. Is an explosive expose, an exposition on the prophetic word for this year, which is abundance, our year of abundance. Okay? We started by looking at the meaning of abundance, the dimensions of this grace for abundance. Now, by next week, how many dimensions did I give you? Four. It's seven. I gave four. Remaining three. So, I'll give you the balance next week, Sunday. Then, I will now show you how to activate this grace for abundance in 2024. Don't miss next week, Sunday. The message is not complete yet, okay? By next week, we'll complete the teaching. We'll look at, in addition to the remaining parts of the dimensions of this grace for abundance, the remaining three, we'll now look at how to activate the grace for abundance this year and beyond. How to walk in abundance. How to enjoy this life of abundance that Jesus has provided for us by his death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. I want you to listen. This year, renew your mind. Change your thinking. Are you listening? Stop thinking small, 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 small. Stop thinking lack, scarcity. Don't carry over the way you were thinking in 2023 into 2024. Change your mind. Change your mentality. Am I communicating? By next week, Sunday, I will throw more light on it. One of the keys to walking in abundance is capturing a vision of abundance. You have to renew your mind and change the way you think. Stop thinking lack. Stop thinking scarcity. Even if lack and scarcity is staring you in the face, refuse to what?
allow it to determine what you believe. Am I communicating?
He said, don't be conformed to this world, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Jesus said in Matthew 9:17, you cannot put new wine into old wineskin. The wineskin there represents your container, your mentality, your mindset. You cannot walk in abundance when you have scarcity and lack mentality. It will not work. Am I communicating?
Now lift up your hands. I want you to... We are going to pray. Shake lo monte sepa. La pakata kapala kata kapata. La kapora sapata. Give me Deuteronomy 28 verse 11. Give me a New Living Translation. Zelekunde efreketeni andraska palakunde kepalatai.
He said, the Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you, blessing you with many children, numerous livestock, and abundant crops. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 18 verse 41. You are going to pray and prophesy in line with this prophetic word. Am I communicating? You are going to activate all these dimensions of this grace for abundance. Am I communicating? You are going to pray it, you are going to prophesy it until it becomes your experience.
And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is what? A sound of abundance of rain.
Now, this was a prophetic word concerning abundance of rain God gave Elijah. Elijah did not stop here. Watch what he did. Next verse. To activate this prophecy, there are things you do to activate prophecies. And one of them is prayer. That's why we are starting our 21-day prayer and fasting tomorrow. Hallelujah. You know, last year we did 14 days meeting, right? Fasting and we're meeting. This year, we are stretching it to 21. Every day meeting for 21 days. From tomorrow till when? 20 what? 28. Let me tell you something. January is a month that wise people make investments. Spiritual investment, financial investment. It's a month of sowing. You sow to the Spirit, you sow your prayer, you sow seeds of prayer. You sow seeds, financial and material seed. You make all the necessary sacrifice so that you will enjoy a great year. If you are not wise, you won't use this January well. If you fail to do the things that you were supposed to do, 2023, you will end up fulfilling those negative prophecies you are hearing. I'm showing you the way. Listen. I wrote an article recently. I said, even in the dictionary, sacrifice comes before success. If you think that it is hard, you wait. Let the real hardship in January, let it start. You will know that this one is not hard. It's better you pay now and play later. Which one do you prefer? You want to play this January, chop food, refuse to pray, just chill. You want to play now, then you go through the remaining part of the year in agony. Or you want to pay the price now in fasting, in prayer, so that you will have a great and glorious year. Tell your neighbor, pay now. Pay the price. And play later. Are you listening? I know it is tough, but it's still the best. Glory to God. Every day we are meeting, Monday to Friday, we are meeting 4 to 6 p.m. We are meeting live here. The moment I'm going to have a media meeting with media and technical, because we need to be serious this season. The moment it is 4, prayer don't start. Prayer don't start. The moment it is 6, we are out of here. Am I communicating? Those of you who are students, I hear you are starting, some of you are starting exam tomorrow. No problem. After your paper, come here. Use that period to pray. Then after the prayer, go back home and rest. Then wake up and read. Or will you be reading throughout? Even your brain will get tired. So use that period to relax in God's presence. Am I communicating? Those of you who are working class, when you close from work, come here. Am I communicating? It is worth it, oh. If you know what this prayer and fasting will do, and it's not just prayer and fasting, I'll be doing some very prophetic teaching beginning from tomorrow throughout these 21 days. You know the way I normally do it. And those messages are usually very hot. Glory to God. Prophetic teachings. And then we join up with prayer. And then prophetic prayers. And then prophetic decrees. Because listen, oh, you will not fail to fulfill this prophetic word this year. Amen. We are doing all of this so that you can enter into the fullness. To not elude you. To not elude you. If you fail to pray and fast where you are supposed to pray and fast, you may be praying and fasting later. God may tell you, pray and fast for 3 days because of what he saw coming. And then you ignore the instruction. Now, when that trouble comes, even 40 days prayer and fasting may not help you at that point. Because it's too late at that point. Am I communicating? This is a proclaimed fast. Let's make the sacrifice. Let's make the sacrifice. Even we as a ministry, it will increase our cost. But we don't care. Am I communicating? We don't mind. Jehovah Jireh said we should hold it, so he will provide. Am I communicating? So it is costing us too as a ministry. But the results will be mind-blowing. Obedience may be costly. It may be costly, but the end result is priceless. I say the end result is priceless. Don't just stop at prophecy. Play your part. And part of playing your part is engaging, partaking of this word. 21 days. Do you have the graphics? Tell me. Please. I want to see that graphics. 21 days avalanche of prayer and fasting. We will be foreseeing, framing, and fast tracking the whole year in these 21 days. What did I say? We will be what? Through prophetic prayer, we will be what? Foreseeing, forecasting, framing, and what? Fast tracking the whole year 2024. You will be reaping the dividend of these 21 days prayer and fasting throughout the year. It is sowing time. There is time for everything. There is time to plant. There is time to reap. There is time to sow. There is time to harvest. But there is no harvest without seed. So if you don't sow seed of prayer, seeds of fasting, other kinds of seed, material, financial seed, if you don't do this, there is no harvest for you. Seeds of prophetic words, etc. Glory to God. Seeds of revelation, knowledge of God's word. During this period, our God will be seeding us with his word. We'll be seeding until you become very fast. Until you become very fat. So after that prophetic word, the Bible, Ahab went up to eat and to drink. Other people can be eating and drinking this period, but not you. Elijah went up to the top of Carmel and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. What was he doing? Watch this. Cloud forming prayer. Next verse. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked, and there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. Next verse. And it came to pass at the 7th time, that 7 is the number of perfection, completion. He said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say to Ahab, prepare thy chariot, get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. 45. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, the heaven was black with cloud and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. 46. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. How did Elijah provoke the hand of God? Somebody say prayer. Prayer gives you speed. That's why I say we'll be fast tracking the year. Supernatural speed and strength. Quantum leaps. You know, this is a leap year. Quantum leaps. Quantum leaps into abundance. Quantum leaps. Are you getting me? The hand of the Lord was on Elijah. He gathered up his loins, ran before him up to the entrance of Jezreel. Listen, this 1 days we are generating momentum. Generating momentum. You know, before a rocket takes off, it first generates what they call what? Escape velocity. Is that not what they call it? By the time it generates, it breaks free the effect of gravity. We are generating momentum to shoot, pow, break free from every gravitational pull. The things that limit others cannot stop you by the time the hand of the Lord come upon you. So make up your mind to be part of it. By tomorrow, we are going to get the prayer focus, the hard copy, okay? Everyone will share, then we'll be sharing it on our platform. Hallelujah. Now lift up your voice. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know, that scripture, 2 Corinthians 9 verse 8, it says, God is able to make all grace abound. All. Say, Father, this year, in year 2024, in the name of Jesus, I activate the grace for all round abundance, all round super abundance. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and pray. Ikele monde gebora bakasa palakata. Jeli moronde ke freske tele monde ke braska palakatina. Eli vobora bakasa balakatana. Le brendo boko sepora bakatai. Jali brakatai. Grace for all round abundance. All round abundance. All dimensions of abundance. I receive that grace. Abundance of visions and revelations. Abundance of the anointing, the power of God. Abundance of miraculous manifestations. Abundance of demonstrations of the Spirit and power. Abundance of miracle signs and wonders. Abundance of divine wisdom operations. Abundance of the blessings and favor of God. Abundance of showers of blessings. Grace to live a life of abundance. Abundance of financial fortune. Grace for financial abundance. Abundance of kingdom wealth, riches and resources. Abundance of peace, joy, love, joy, peace for God's people. Lia sapalakatai. Abundance of souls into the kingdom. Abundant harvest of souls into the kingdom. Grace for all round abundance. Shatatataka palakatai. Balakuske peletena. Rondo bokosa. My God supplies all my needs according to his riches in glory. Leia bura sapalata. Embrekete solegede. Lia sapalatani. Eleketo segedi.
Shatakabalakatia. Abundance of divine ideas, concept and insight. Abundance of the wisdom of God in operation. Creative solutions. Lasule peletena.
We believe you're blessed by this message. Our goal is to raise a glory generation that will walk in kingdom dominion and manifest the word of God as a lifestyle. To download more messages by Dr. Lucas Sagnon King or to partner with us, please visit www.avalancheofglory.org. Subscribe to our YouTube and Telegram channel. Also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Avalanche of Glory Ministries International. Call 080-65-302610 or 070-3699-1158 for more information. We love and celebrate you. Thank you.